of all the people eager to help Padre Pio, the one he chose to be by his side most was a blind man. This is the remarkable story of Pietro Cugino. Pietro first met Padre Pio when he was just 6 years old. From that moment, he never missed an opportunity to be around him, even when it meant doing hard work. For example, farmers sometimes brought their animals to the friary for a blessing, and Pietro was always there, rounding them up with joy and energy. Padre Pio quickly grew fond of the boy and personally instructed him in the faith and even prepared him for his first communion. But at the age of 12, Pietro was struck by an eye disease that left him completely blind. Yet, his devotion never wavered. He stayed close to Padre Pio, finding new ways to serve, picking herbs for his salad, handling the friary's mail twice a day, and even doing their shopping. He knew every corner of the convent by heart and never needed a cane. As the years went by and Padre Pio's own health declined, their bond only deepened. When walking became difficult, Padre Pio would say, "You lend me your arm and I will lend you my eyes." And so they supported one another, one with strength, the other with sight, as they made their way from the convent to the church. Padre Pio once told his friends, "Pietro is truly fortunate. Because of his blindness, he cannot see the evil and sinful things of this world." And Pietro himself thanked God for his blindness, believing it was the reason he received so many graces. In conclusion, instead of feeling sorry for himself, Pietro made his life a gift of service. Despite his blindness, he became invaluable to those around him and never saw his disability as a burden. His example reminds us that even with our own limitations or health challenges, we can still become instruments of grace when we serve others, even if it is through prayer and sacrifices. And when we do, our own cross becomes lighter. So when you feel weighed down, remember Pietro. And if this story inspires you, hit subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more stories like this.